I'm Rona Tarrant. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the country will consider moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, following the lead of President Trump. Morrison called a press conference to say he was open-minded to proposals to formally recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a sharp break with the policy of successive Australian governments for decades. Political opponents said Morrison's comments were a deceitful ploy for votes ahead of a crucial by-election. President Trump has suggested rogue killers could be behind the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey. Speaking to reporters after a phone call with King Salman, he said the Saudi leader had denied knowing what had happened to Khashoggi. Meanwhile, Turkish police have for the first time been inside the Saudi consulate, where they believe Khashoggi was killed. Three priests who are voting members of the Synod of Bishops said they don't see why women can't be included as full members, just as priests and religious brothers are. The Superiors General of the Dominicans, the Jesuits and the Conventual Franciscans spoke to reporters at the Vatican yesterday. They said the fact that the body is only consultative means women should be included as voting members. They said both the Men's and Women's International Union of Superiors General are working to move the issue forward. Two Catholic leaders have applauded a congressional committee for reauthorising the President's emergency plan for AIDS relief, opening the door for final passage of a bill to keep the programme in place for another 5 years. Citing how the 15-year-old programme has saved millions of lives around the world, Archbishop Timothy Broglio and President of Catholic Relief Services Sean Callahan said in a statement the programme ensures US leadership in the campaign against HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.